You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
We're doing Joking Off, the holiday edition. Now, you can call with regular jokes if you want. But we'd like to lean towards the holiday jokes. Okay?
What did one Christmas tree say to another? You're furry.
Oh my God, I forget that Erica tries to. I forget that no matter what.
Before me, that wasn't a thing.
Well, I mean, we sometimes tried to guess a little bit, but then whatever happened with the gravy boat and the stuffing where it was like, get in me, fella. And I was like, what
oh my
in
gosh,
God's?
I forgot.
You, like, something. Lather me up. Like, you just, you lost.
I think that when we do joking off, something goes away.
Yeah, you're bing bong boing.
Yeah, or bing bing bong.
Bing bong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I correct in your furry, though?
No.
Because, like, a fur.
I've forgotten the joke.
Fur.
All I can think about is stuffing.
What did one Christmas tree say to another?
Okay, I we don't know.
And lighten Erica up.
Okay, I think mine was better, actually.
You're furry.
How do how do Christmas trees, as long as we're on the theme, how do they get their email?
They pine for it.
That's a good guess.
Lather me up, baby.
Get in me.
I don't know. How?
They log on.
Oh, I knew it had something to do with wood.
Everyone just leave it. Back away slowly. Back away slowly.
What's the difference between the regular alphabet and the Christmas alphabet?
Oh, I know it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don't you can say it.
You don't want to say it?
No.
There's no L.
Yeah. The Christmas alphabet has no L.
No.
Pretty good.
Okay.
What do you call?
Hold on. I want to know if we could all feel that.
What?
The last person still listening just turned their radio off. They were like,
Well, then.
They went to power. But okay. You can still listen on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
Audacy.
What do you call Santa when he's on a break?
Satan.
Kit Kat.
What?
What?
Oh, break me off a piece. A break. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's much worse than that. It's Santa paws.
Oh. And not your dog's paws.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we do another round or five or 10, if nobody calls, here's the deal. Here's why you want to call. If you don't call and tell your jokes, we're just going to keep going.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So the only way to stop us is for you to call with your joking off jokes, mm-hmm. the holiday edition. 303-222-5423. You can call. If you text, it'll just be us reading it. But either way, we'll take them. What do snowmen eat for breakfast?
Carrots.
What? That's their nose.
It's got to be frosted flakes, something with flakes, snow flakes.
Is it frosted flakes? Okay. How did the snow globe feel at Christmas?
Shaken.
A little shaken. We're ruining all of our...
Yeah, we are. Now it just feels like a competition.
Okay.
How do sheep say Merry Christmas?
They don't, because we've used their wool for coats.
What? Feliz Navidad.
Yep, that's the correct answer.
Why did the turkey join the Christmas band?
Oh, no, not a turkey.
Yeah, we're kind of mixing holidays here.
Why did the turkey join the Christmas band? Because he had a drumstick.
Really?
He had the drumsticks.
Oh, my gosh.
What comes at the end of Christmas Day?
Sadness.
Christmas night? Why?
It's why.
Okay. Why do elves like Mrs. Claus so much?
She puts out.
Oh, my gosh.
Cookies. I didn't get to finish. I was yawning. She puts out cookies.
No. She slays. She slays.
S-L-E-I-G-H. Yeah. She slays?
Yeah.
Or pretty well documented. Santa's the one who slays.
Yeah.
How do you scare a snowman?
You bring out the sun.
Yeah.
With a hair dryer.
Oh.
Where do Santa's elves go swimming? They need some downtime. Where do they go swimming?
Well, I've got a follow-up to that.
Okay.
Where do they go? I don't know.
They go to the North Pole.
Well, do you know the Christmas trees also go swimming? Do you know what they wear to the pool?
The trees?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
Ruined everyone else's.
Trunks.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
Furry trunks.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want to go? I mean,
where do mistletoes go to get famous?
Mistletoes?
Hollywood. Oh. I don't think these were ours.
How does Santa deliver presents in a thunderstorm?
He rocks on. I don't know.
Lightning speed.
Reindeer.
Oh.
Every joke ends with
yeah.
No laughter, but just
please.
This is bad.
Please, we've never.
How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing. It's on the house.
Oh my God.
Waka waka.
What do you call an elderly snowman?
Water.
It is water. If you want to be funnier than us, and that's not difficult, call in with your Joking Off Jokes Holiday Edition, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing Joking Off.
Mm-hmm.
Usually just devolves into dad jokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing the Holiday Edition. Why did the gingerbread man visit the doctor?
Because one of my buttons fell off.
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay.
He felt crummy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Debbie?
Yay.
Yay.
Welcome to the saddest room on planet Earth. Joking off, holiday edition. What do you got?
How does Santa clean his sleigh?
Clean?
Clean his sleigh.
Clean.
Yeah. Do we have a brilliant answer from Erica before?
No.
Okay, I don't think we know. How does Santa clean his sleigh?
With Comet.
With Comet. That's a good one.
It's cute.
Oh my God. All right. Thank you, Debbie. That was beautiful. Melissa?
Yeah.
Joking off, holiday edition. What do you have?
All right. Why can't you trust snowmen?
Why can't you trust snowmen?
Because they're always disappearing.
Ooh, that's not terrible.
No.
Why?
They can be real flakes.
They can be real flakes.
Where do you think the nearest dispensary is? I don't know. Thinking about ending that streak I got going about.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, Melissa.
Okay. That's got a good.
Sarah.
Hi.
We're off to a great start. Yeah. Yes, you're joking off your holiday joke. What do you have?
What goes oh.
Santa in reverse?
Santa walking backwards.
Oh.
It's magic.
Yeah.
I was doing like Office Space when he's like, he showed her O face.
I might have to leave the show. I might have to be done. I can't leave you. No.
That's such a great scene.
I've never seen it.
You haven't seen Office Space?
No, and it's like Dane's favorite movie.
Do you know the number of things? Can we make a list of the stuff Erica has to do to stay around us? Like,
Office Space, it has to be.
It's ridiculous.
Unsee what you just did.
It's such a good, okay. Aiden.
Yay.
Joking off the holiday edition. What's your joke?
What did one Christmas ornament tell the other Christmas ornament when they're trying to pick them up?
Oh, it's like a pickup line between two ornaments. Okay. I didn't even know they dated. I thought they were just kind of.
I'm feeling orny.
Yeah, they're feeling the love, right? And so he goes, hey, girl, we should hang.
We should hang.
That's better.
I'm feeling orny. It's not awful.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aiden. You, that was lovely. We gonna keep going?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay. Mo.
So I hope it works in there.
Oh boy.
Oh.
She's clearly Mo.
Yay!
Did you get whatever you got? We can wait. I mean, if you need to keep ordering or doing whatever you're doing there.
No, I am so sorry.
No, don't even sweat it.
We're not doing anything.
Our transmitter is busted today. So we're like, if you're listening, we're talking to you.
Right.
So what is your holiday joke?
What's the difference between the snowman and the snowwoman?
I know the answer, but I don't want to say it.
What's the difference?
Snowballs.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for my favorite part of the show. The singing part.
News.
What was that sound?
Or no.
Every day, I'm trying a little harder to make myself pass out, and I think I'm getting real close. How bad was I that time?
Then we're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I know, and that's going to be fun. You guys, what I don't think the listeners understand is I don't know that any of you know how to run the equipment over here. So if things went sideways.
We could together. We all know like a little something.
I know nothing. Leave me out of this.
I know more than I let on for that exact reason. Because I don't want to do it.
Okay. Lovely.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Just the other day, the TikTok awards happened in the U.S., to which I was very confused because I have friends that were at the TikTok awards, but it was in the U.K., so I didn't realize that there was one per each country.
There was one here, too?
Yeah, the U.S. one just happened. Huh. But Keith Lee won Creator of the Year. He deserves it. If you haven't seen his food reviews.
Does anybody in here know who this person is?
Keith Lee?
I don't think I do, except maybe.
You're not much of a talker, are you?
What?
She's
TikToker.
No, she's.
You are?
I post almost every day on TikTok.
But he's just not in your
My algorithm.
Gotcha.
That's crazy. No. He's wonderful.
What
he's
is he?
A
he
great
just
person.
Talks about food?
He does food reviews, and he is very non-biased. He does not accept partnerships with anyone. He does not accept people giving him food for free. He just comes in. He sends his family in so they don't recognize him. And so it's a very true, genuine thing.
Question.
Yes.
How does he make money?
Well, he gets paid by TikTok still with the
Creator Fund.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was like, if you're that big, you should be making money.
So wait, then his family goes in and gets it to go and brings it out to him?
And he does.
That's not the same experience. You're not getting, I mean, you kind of get their food, but like.
They fill him in on like what the inside was like, how the customer service, the manners, all that stuff.
There's something about, like my favorite sushi places, I get there to go and I pretend that it's good, but it's so much better when you're sitting there.
No, it is, but it's more that what he does is more true than him going in and being treated.
You're right, because then they would just go ape on him.
And that's not real.
Or if any of the other three of us were restaurant owners, we would have no idea.
Apparently.
Correct. He could roll into Hack's place.
But the other person that made an appearance there, if you don't know who Mr. Fantasy is.
Oh my God.
Who's Mr.?
I only recognize him from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I've never seen
him
before.
He was like on the side of the ship.
Yeah.
Is he the Mr. Beast of TikTok or something?
No.
Who?
I don't know how to describe.
Should we reveal the truth about Mr. Fantasy?
Yeah.
Mr. Fantasy is a musician, an artist putting out music. Okay. It is actor KJ Apa in a wig and fake teeth.
Just like having fun.
Really?
He's the time of his life.
Yeah. He almost gives off like a Russell Brand without the D-bag.
Yeah.
He's just like very fun and eccentric and just weird and crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was a little borderline inappropriate for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I don't know if I saw him on the ship.
A little grinding going on the for a 9 a.m. parade.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
The woman from the Coldplay Kiss Cam has spoken out. So that's Kristen Cabot, I believe.
Wait. She was the one who came out and said, I was already divorced.
Like, sure, but she was saying, like, I used to be a supporter. She now is saying, I used to be a supporter of Gwyneth Paltrow's brand, and I will no longer be, because remember Gwyneth Paltrow then did the ad for Astronomer.
They did the ad,
And she's just setting the record straight of like, yes, I had a couple drinks. I acted inappropriately with my boss. I took accountability. I gave up my career for that because she left the company after. And she was like, however, the harassment has not ended and my kids were scared for their lives at one point.
Mm.
So like that's
she
not
didn't do
chill.
Anything bad.
I have umbrage with her statement.
What?
There's one little thing because she says that's the price I chose to pay. You got caught.
Yeah.
And then paid the price.
Yes.
You didn't choose.
You didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah. And that bothers me because it feels like you're still not really taking the accountability.
I can see that.
I did something wrong. You're just like, look, I chose to end my career over this. Like,
but anybody who's ever had an affair shouldn't have to lose their job, their livelihood, and have their kids be threatened. Right? That's crazy amounts.
But if your affair is with the boss, your job should probably be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then your kids threatened? Like,
well, no, I mean
that's this
your
is,
boss's job should also be gone. Yeah. And I think he eventually got removed. But
for sure. Yeah. Yeah, and the kids, leave the kids out of it. I agree with that.
This is wild. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Celebrities, they're just like us. Prince Harry was recently up in Aspen, Colorado.
What?
Where he was playing in the St. Regis World Snow Polo Championship.
What?
And he suffered an injury when his teammate's mallet hit him in the hand. He was able to play through, but his team did not win.
Aww.
Oh, buddy.
Prince Harry like is still playing polo with regular folk? Yeah.
Snow polo.
Right.
What is
snow, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought you guys would know more about
polo?
What?
You don't know what polo is?
Snow.
I'm sure the horses are just running around in the snow.
Are we allowed in Aspen?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a little while.
It has.
But it's time to bring it back. It's Feel Good Friday. Feel Good Friday. I'll go first.
Okay.
I have a story that I've been wanting to tell. Have you heard me recently talking about how I'm craving gumbo?
Yes.
You won't stop.
Like, you won't stop.
Please text in to 303-222-5423. Where do you get good gumbo in this town? I would love to know. Here's the reason I've been craving gumbo.
Okay.
A man in Florida. Let's go! Go! A man in Florida, he's a chef. Runs a little shrimp restaurant, a little Cajun restaurant down there in Florida. And he's got a 78-year-old man who shows up every day for the shrimp basket and a cup of gumbo. Light on the rice, snow crackers. The man stopped coming in.
And like truly every day?
Every day.
Okay.
Wow. Twice a day.
Wow.
The man eats the shrimp basket and a light gumbo, no rice, light rice, no crackers. Every single day, twice a day.
Wow.
Doesn't show up for a couple of days. And this chef is like, that ain't right. Goes to the house, pounds on the door. He doesn't answer. And as he's trying to walk away, he hears,
"Help." What?
Oh my gosh.
The man had fallen inside his house and couldn't get up. He was badly dehydrated, had broken ribs. The guy was able to break the door in, save his life, get him to the hospital. The community rallied, found an apartment next to the restaurant.
No.
While he was recovering, he was delivered the shrimp basket and gumbo in the hospital every single day. And now he's got an apartment right next to the thing, and they can check on him and get him his thing. He is now back in the restaurant twice a day. Where do I get gumbo?
And he needs some gumbo.
I want some gumbo. Yeah. I need people. I'm old and infirm.
Okay.
At some point, okay. Who's going to find me? You know who's going to find me?
Us.
No, a liquor store, obviously.
Oh. Well, I mean, they're going to be like, come to work.
What is going on? You guys won't care. Hack is waiting on the day.
I sit in his chair every day after he leaves.
Gets it nice and warm.
Okay.
Okay.
Who else wants to go?
I thought Aaron wanted to go.
I just wanted to try to steal the gumbo one.
Did you find it? No. Sorry.
I actually didn't find it. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I do have a story. Less than a year after 10th grader Anthony attended a CPR course in his high school gym.
Oh, I love these.
Mm-hmm. He came home to his mom at the door of his bedroom saying she thought that her husband was dead. So he found his stepfather unconscious on the ground making a snoring sound. So he started CPR.
He's sleeping.
No, he wasn't sleeping. That's the thing. Like, he was unconscious.
More of a choking sound.
The story says snoring. I'm just repeating this.
I don't know if you know when you snore, but it's when
you're
asleep.
That's what the mom's. I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
Anyways, this 10th grader gives him a pillow. No, he started CPR. He did it for like 8 minutes. And then he started breathing again, but he was checking his pulse the whole time. It kept fading. So he was able to revive his stepdad enough to get help there, the EMS, get him to the hospital. The doctor said that there was a 9% chance to survive this type of cardiac arrest. And he would have been dead if the stepson didn't save him.
And hadn't taken the course.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's... That's still no text about gumbo. 303-222.
It's Feel Good Friday.
423. I don't know how to tell you guys this, but there's only time for one more story. So you two, I've set up a little cage, and you will fight to the death.
Do you feel you have a really good one, T-Hack?
I feel like mine is very short. I can say it in one sentence, and we'll get both in.
Okay, yeah. Mine's short, too.
I have a story about a 9-year-old boy in Wales. He got cast as Elvis the Elf in their Christmas production. Yeah. Didn't realize Elvis wasn't actually Elvis. So out of all the, 12 elves up there, he's in an Elvis costume.
Aww. So cute.
That's so
and the parents
cute.
Didn't know anything was wrong until he was out on stage.
And then it's
uh-oh.
Oh, he's not Elvis.
Oh. Yeah. There's very a picture cute. That we can throw on the socials. Okay. Yeah, so okay, funny. That's for sure. Okay. Also, maybe a picture of gumbo.
Okay. Do you want me to go really quick?
Yes.
I don't actually know where this was, but some people passed a young man. He looks like he's probably in middle school. He was busking out in the cold. He's really bundled up playing the trumpet. And his sign said that he was trying to make enough money for a PS5.
Oh my God, I saw this.
And the people who passed him thought, let's just go get him one. Because it's cold and it's the holidays. And what are we doing?
He's not very good.
And also maybe that. And they brought him the PS5 and the look on his face.
We got a link to that video too.
Yeah, there's a video.
Like he's on the median.
And he's just like, no.
Wait, what?
Like, there's no way. Yeah.
And an extra controller.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like so sweet.
Oh my God.
So sweet.
And you know what else they did then?
Then they ate gumbo.
They took him out for gumbo.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Okay, we want to talk about when you got hurt for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holidays are magical. But a lot of things can go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first time I Erica, don't get weird. I remember the first time I spatchcocked a turkey.
Hey, why would I get weird?
Because you're just like, what is it? If you don't know what it is.
No, I know what that is.
Not everybody knows what that is.
We spatchcock our turkeys. Why did I just sound Canadian? I don't know.
And it's a little weird. You lay it out.
Yeah.
But like, I tried to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah. You splay it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I tried to do it. I had to eventually go buy these really expensive scissors. Then you just go.
Right. Because you can't do that with normal scissors.
But I tried. Oh, and it didn't work.
Oh.
So then I went serrated knife or serrated.
Dude.
Oh.
You haven't lived until you felt a serrated knife go through your hand.
Oh, I'm going to argue I'm okay with not knowing that feeling.
Because it just, you feel it go, like you feel it.
I
like,
don't want to feel that.
It's horrifying. It's one of the worst things. It's like doing the avocado hand where when somebody's trying to get the, and you're like.
Dude.
But so I'm going, and then I've got my hand on the bird, and it just goes, and then I'm just bleeding like a stuck pig. It's horrifying. So, and then you know that you've just rubbed your open wound on salmonella.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So then you're just panicked.
Well, and then is the turkey a bust?
Yeah.
No, you can just rinse the blood off. I mean, it's going to cook. Okay. Just rinse the blood off. That's what I did. And I didn't tell anybody that I did that.
Right.
Okay. The reason we really wanted to do Hurt for the Holidays is because I believe there's someone in the room who's currently hurt.
Right? I am.
You're it's so me. Brave. Step forward.
So this year we were getting the Christmas decorations out. And part of that is I have to get the extension cord from up high in our garage on the shelf. I pulled one of the extension cords down and a vase fell on the ground. Okay. We're okay. Okay. It didn't break.
No,
I couldn't believe it. Didn't break. Like it fell. There's like stuff. It kind of fell on stuff, on the ground. So I pick up the vase and it shatters in my hand. And so I got cuts all over my finger.
Oh my God.
So it was just waiting. It was holding itself together. Yeah. It was like, he's coming.
Wait, that is so messed up. It played a trick on you.
It did. Okay, I'll just grab it. I squeezed it too hard.
It literally put shards of glass in your hand.
Well, it's kind of a little healed now, but I had, cuts on my finger and had to stop the whole operation.
Do you want me to cut you with a serrated knife?
No.
I want you to feel the difference between shattered glass and a serrated knife.
It is. I know what you mean though. There's a feeling because you go, I don't think that. Oh yeah, I got me. you know?
Yes.
Yep. There it is.
There is a minute where you go, I'm not sure. And then, and then that cold runs up your spine. It's like a weird.
Yeah.
And then the blood just oozes out.
Yeah. You guys, are you trying to make people pass out while driving?
Yes.
No.
Because then they'll be hurt for the holidays and they'll call in.
Yeah.
All right. If you've been hurt for the holidays, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. There was another story in the news. Did you see this? Okay. Listen, I love the nativity scene. I think it's great.
Sure.
And if you have the big ceramic three wise men and the whatever, the baby Jesus in the manger, which you don't put out there till after Christmas, you're not supposed to. But the nativity scene, if you drive by somewhere and the baby Jesus is in there, it shouldn't be there.
What?
You don't put the baby Jesus in until Christmas. He's not there yet.
I mean, technically he wasn't born in December, but
let's just,
if we really want to get to history about it.
But what I don't like is when you get too cool for school and try to do a live one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then they have what? People standing there.
Oh,
and
okay.
Like with their gold frankincense and myrrh, and then you've got a sheep up in the roof and you've got a camel. Well, they were doing a live one and some woman, like, she get trampled or something?
She was kicked in the face by a camel.
In the face.
Oh. And when you get kicked in the face by a camel, there's a split second where you go, did it really? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah. No, I think you feel that one.
Oh, okay.
Right away. I have another one. Do you have one?
It's like a almost hurt for the holidays.
Okay.
It's a pretty good story, though. Christmas Eve, my dad would host his siblings, their kids, the whole shebang. It was probably 30 people in our house. My stepmom is a big fan of candles. And everyone's leaving, saying goodbye, hugging, and suddenly it is like, the tree is on fire! The tree is on fire! I mean, running in opposite directions. And luckily, one of the cousins was smart enough,
to throw
no offense to him, wasn't who I would have picked. Smart enough to grab the pitcher of water from dinner.
Yes, and just throw
it. And just threw it, and it was fine. But, the smoke alarms were going off. It was a nightmare.
So your family is not a family of people we want in the foxhole. Like, when there's danger, you scatter.
Well, I think we scattered to help. To find water, maybe.
Were you like digging in a well for
it? Yeah, I don't understand how you were being helpful.
I don't know what I was doing.
Like a towel or something, like beat the tree.
Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't.
There
would have
been a million things,
hole.
But you guys running around like idiots seems counterproductive.
Right.
So the other one that happened to me, I used to put up elaborate light displays on my house. And I put, do you guys know what a C9 is? You probably don't.
I do.
It's the giant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas light.
Like bulb. Mm-hmm.
Huge bulb.
Okay.
Put them up in red and white. My house looked like a candy cane.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore because that year, I remember in the month of December, my Xcel energy bill came in and it was $900.
And that was
because I just left them on all the time. I'm like, this place looks badass. I turn them on at like 5 because it gets dark at 5. And I'm like, I want them on until like midnight. So I'll turn them off at 1 in case I'm coming home from the bar. So I come home one night. And there's a couple of lights that are out. And I'm like, I'm going to go up and fix them.
Yeah. Okay.
Coming home from the bar.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have to get a ladder out because you could go out my bedroom window and just be on the roof. So okay. I'm on the roof and I go up there and the lights are actually broken. I don't know what broke them.
Oh.
So they're sitting there, but then it's just like, and you got to try to get it out. Like the bulb is gone, but like the base is still in there.
Okay.
So I'm on the edge of the roof trying to unscrew it. And my hands are snowy because there's snow on there. The snow with the electricity, it shocked me. Now, it's not enough to hurt you.
But you are on the roof.
Yeah. It startled me enough. I wasn't on the roof for long.
There's that split second.
You fell off the roof?
I fell all the
roof?
Way off the roof. I'm going to tell you this. The reason I wasn't more hurt, because I was coming back from the bar, I was pretty relaxed when I hit the ground.
And maybe snow?
There was definitely snow. Mm-hmm. And I didn't land. There was 20 things I could have landed on that would have absolutely impaled me. And they would have found my dead body in the morning. Eventually, my dog was barking enough that my wife at the time was like, are you out there?
Oh my
I was like,
oh my gosh.
You look like a spatchcock turkey.
100%. Played out. And it was amazing. So yeah. I've been hurt. Everyone's been hurt. If you've been hurt for the holidays, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who've been hurt for the holidays.
I can't get over you falling off your roof.
I didn't fall off. I was shocked.
Shocked off the roof.
Probably worse.
If you've been hurt for the holidays, we want to talk to you. Mandy?
Hi, yes.
Hurt for the holidays. What happened to you?
Okay, so basically there was one winter where my cousins and I, we started sleighing down the stairs in our house. It was actually crazy because there was no snow this year. So we used a cardboard box, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Sat on it. Sled down the stairs, and unfortunately, when we arrived at the end of our ride, we bumped into a table, and there was the urn, of my great aunt, and it definitely tipped over, and everything was, everywhere.
So you hurt your dead aunt, or did you?
Think she was.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was just.
Yeah.
Chilling outside.
It was on the table. They're riding down the stairs.
No,
inside.
It was on the table. We were inside of the
there
house.
Was snow. Because there was snow.
Well, there was snow of ash for sure.
Yeah, a snow of ash.
Oh no.
So, for how long were you grounded after that?
Oh yeah, back then we kind of got in worse trouble than that. We used to get spanking. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, rightfully so. Thank you for the call, Mandy. Parker?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hurt for the holidays. What happened to you?
Yeah. So I was staying the night on Christmas Eve at my in-laws' house, and I ended up getting bit by a black widow. They have an older house. I ended up spending all of Christmas in the ER. They're trying to pump out the this poisons and all the IVs and stuff hooked up to me, and I didn't get to.
They're really that dangerous? It's not a lie. I always thought that was a like.
That's what I thought, man. No, it burned. I felt like I had my hand in inferno.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
So from even you Christmas. Were like, we need to go do something. It wasn't other people's rushing you. Like, you knew something was
Something's wrong.
No, I was actually, I was working at Keen Supers, and I was trying to go through the pain, and I was watching my veins turn black.
Oh my God.
And it was going all the way up.
Spider-Man?
And they were worried about it hitting my heart. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I was going to get superpowers.
That is so terrifying.
Parker, Peter Parker.
Oh my God.
Right?
Are you lying to us?
That's amazing.
No, I wish I was.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Parker. Melissa?
Yai.
Hurt for the holidays. What happened?
Well, I'm a klutz, but this time I really did it. I did myself in last year. I was cutting the carrots to leave out for the reindeer. And my six-year-old daughter, Charlotte, was with me, and I slipped, and I cut the tip of my finger off.
No.
Did you say finger or fingers?
No, finger.
Okay, just one.
My middle finger on my left hand. I'm right-handed, so
how
thank
much?
God.
But reindeer will, they'll eat it.
It was enough to put me in the emergency room for all of Christmas Eve, and I was like, bleeding to the point that I was going through towels at home. I mean, it was bad.
Are you hideous out. Or were they able to reattach it?
No, they were able to fix it. I'm not Frankenstein. But it was tragic. I mean, my poor daughter was just in complete shock. It was bad and it hurt. Oh my God.
Can I ask a personal question?
These are weird looking.
Had you had some cocktails that day?
I mean, I maybe dabbled.
Okay, because I'm going to say this. You bleed so much more. Your blood is thin, so you're just like, it's just a geyser.
I hate the sound effect you just made.
It's a crazy amount of blood. It's just like, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, that's lovely. Hey. Did you have a holly jolly holiday?
No.
No, I didn't.
You probably got painkillers.
I guess.
And stuff. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the call. Terry?
Yeah.
Hurt for the holidays. What happened to you?
Well, I was working at home taking phone calls, customer service, and I told my wife, I think I'm getting the chest cold. So I drove myself to the doctor's office. They went and checked me out, did an EKG, walked out, came back in, said, we don't want to concern you, but we just called 911. You're having a heart attack.
What? We don't want to concern you, okay?
Well, he's in a delicate state.
Yeah.
Then you don't tell him at all.
You wait till the paramedics walk in the door.
Right? With the paddles, and they're like,
also, shouldn't they have paddles in a doctor's office?
Yeah, no. Well, I didn't need to have the paddles, but they just called 911. They don't take care of heart attacks. I said, well, my blood pressure is 10. It is 10.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
What? Oh, my God. She waited until the song was over.
I did.
What are you doing? What is that?
She put them on the counter, and I was like, what does that have to do with this?
They are Hanukkah, Mickey, Minnie Mouse ears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got them for free once, and I couldn't find any other Hanukkah gear, so I
wore
them.
What are you doing?
Very traditional.
Well, here's the thing. Very traditional. As we've discussed, I'm very traditionally Jewish. Just kidding. I am not. Here's the problem. I wanted to bring Hanukkah to the show to teach you guys a little bit about it, to remember my grandpa, my Papa Jay, who is the one in our family who passed the Jewish lineage down. The problem is, Erin can't eat any of the food I brought.
She can't?
It's okay.
It's absolutely filled with wheat.
Gluten.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought matzah was like, it's unleavened stuff.
Yes, unleavened bread.
But it's still got the wheat stuff in it. Oh.
And I'm not sure that T-Hack is going to have a matzah ball.
He's the most particular human.
Right.
He plays a nice person on the radio, But you try to take him to a restaurant and get him outside the little bumper rails of his bowling right. alley, and he is the worst human you've ever been around. It's like,
yeah,
he doesn't know how to cope. When it's like, hey man, this thing's got tomatoes on it and you should really try it. It's like,
how do you do with steamed carrots and celery?
I wouldn't know.
No way, man.
He wouldn't know. I swear to God. Nah.
Okay, well, I'm going to serve up Slacker some matzo ball soup here.
You should try. Just drink a bit of the broth.
I've had matzo ball soup before. I used to have a coworker who was Jewish, and we celebrated Passover with them one year.
Yes.
And we went and we had the matzo ball soup. I took my wife. It was pre-kids, and I remember afterwards my wife was just raving about the matzo ball soup.
And you didn't have any?
It smells delicious in here.
Like, it was...
It's thank just, you. Don't spill it on the board. Okay, so this is part of my problem.
Okay.
As I'm laying in bed last night, because we celebrated Hanukkah last night at home, I realized this is not an easy thing to do in a studio with equipment.
Oh, wow.
And also, I wanted to do candle races, so I brought my menorah. You pound the table so much I fear we'll have a fire hazard.
Yeah, but then we go home.
I don't think that.
I don't want that.
We all get the weekend off early. If I light the studio on fire, tell me how that's a bad thing.
I feel like I'll lose my job if I light candles and then they
fall. It would be my fault for doing all the pounding.
So are you telling me you guys want
100% to? 100% we're doing candle races.
Okay, well, I'll start lighting them now.
Hello!
All right.
So yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
Oh my God, this is really good. Did you make this?
I did make this, yes.
You made the matzo ball?
I made the matzo ball, but let's be honest, I made the matzo ball from a box.
Okay.
I did not crush up matzo, and then, do you want some tea?
What is matzo?
Great question, Aaron. It is an unleavened bread, so it's like a cracker.
Okay.
And then, I believe... I don't remember why.
It's very much like a baby bird ate a saltine, mm-hmm. barfed it up, and then she formed it into a ball.
No, because
it's like squishy. It's like
it's made from the matzah. So you can also eat the matzah with just like butter and salt on it, and it's so good.
Okay.
Have you ever just had a bunch of crackers in like when you were in school and you tried to whistle with a whole bunch of crackers in your mouth? It's like exactly like that. It's like what's in your mouth when you're trying to whistle.
That's such a weird thing. And I don't know the prayers. Baruch.
Wait, do we need to pick candles? You're lighting them already.
No, you pick right after. Baruch atah Adonai Melehenu. I don't know the full prayer. People are going to text in and go, you're very bad at this.
Yeah, but you're also doing it with Mickey Mouse ears on.
Minnie Mouse.
They're blue, you guys.
She has a bow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes a Minnie.
Okay. Everyone pick a candle.
I want the far right.
This one?
My right.
The orange?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
I want the big tall one.
The one in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, hold on.
That was used to light all the other candles.
That's what I'm saying. No, mm-hmm. I want the one next to Aaron.
The light blue.
Yes.
I'll take dark blue on the outside.
Dark blue on the outside. Yep. I'm going to go yellow for sake of just keeping this.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So how long does this take?
Yeah, a little while. So we might have to post the updates for the mm-hmm. candle races on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because we can't just wait for it in this break.
Can I ask you a question about your religion?
Sure.
Do you feel at all like a piece of hell hypocrite? Like celebrate Christmas as hard as anybody.
I celebrate Christmas.
So then like you're dipping your toe in multiple waters.
That
feels very unfair.
My family
pick
is
pick a lane.
But isn't it so much cooler to be like, we celebrate it all? We celebrate your religion, we celebrate their religion.
Well, and Christmas.
And I'm not sure that we have a religion.
Guys, I forgot which candles we picked.
Okay, you are orange, Slacker's light blue, I'm yellow, T-Hack's dark blue. Okay.
Can we just set up a webcam on this and people maybe next Thursday will know?
No, they burn pretty quick.
Watch the studio burn down live on the internet.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Pretty depressing.
No, I do get it. And unfortunately, Christmas has kind of lost a lot of its religious flavor.
Right.
But like, do you think other more devout Jewish people would be mad at you? Like the people who walk, like I see them by the radio station. They're not allowed to drive their cars to mm-hmm. temple. They have to walk.
I think that's kind of a different.
That's like the, flavor. I don't remember what it's called. Like the Orthodox. Hasidic or Orthodox, maybe. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Orthodox is, yeah.
Yeah. So they're dressed so great.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm clearly not one of them. I am wearing Minnie Mouse ears that have the candles on them.
Right.
But
I still really appreciate
want soup.
You bring
I don't. I don't ever want
soup. She warmed up all this food.
There's also latkes. They're the boxed version, though, so I don't even know if I recommend
them. Wait, are those potato pancakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it have breading in it?
For sure.
Okay, so you'll still die.
Yeah.
Do you want me to baby bird a little bit, or you want a baby bird a little bit?
Is the studio going to burn, or is everyone going to die? Which is first? Vote live.
Happy Hanukkah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
If you were listening earlier, we took on some of the Hanukkah traditions, and we're doing candle races in here.
Which are not officially a Hanukkah tradition, but in my household.
We each picked a candle on the menorah.
Yep.
It's been a while. They've been going. Just now, both Aaron and T-Hack realized they weren't trying to get their candle to burn faster.
Right.
Yeah.
It's last candle in, not first candle out.
Then why call it a race?
Yeah.
Well, because we're stupid, Aaron.
Oh my God, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Because what race do you want to come in last?
None. You want to be first.
Yeah, I thought it was first.
Okay, it's a candle standoff. I don't know.
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who is currently in the lead? We're just going to keep coming back and giving people...
So the lead being last.
I think...
Whose candle is burning the slowest, Aaron?
Aaron, you're the orange, right?
Yeah.
Aaron's and yours appear to be... T-Hack, you're going down quick.
So I picked the right one in the wrong game.
So the middle,
oh,
the middle
boy,
one
now
is
he's
out.
Gonna call rules.
Here we go. All right.
The middle one's not out. Not till the smoke goes.
If you're on the Jewish council or something, maybe reach out and console T-Hack. 303-222-5423. We'll keep you updated on this. Every year about this time, we start looking back and looking forward.
Yeah.
So we talked about this the other day. We all made some predictions.
We being Slacker, T-Hack, and myself, Aaron. Right. Erica was not here
yet. Erica didn't get here till May? April. Late April?
Late April.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I have them written down. I have them saved.
So real quick, like yours was right. You took a... She did a layup. She did Travis and Taylor will get engaged.
It is a layup.
Layup.
No, you guys poo-pooed it.
Nah.
Yeah, she dated a lot of other guys for longer, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But there was something different about Travis.
That's what I said.
But, okay, then I'm going to do this. A very famous actor who we all know and love will die.
I was specific.
Okay. Give us a name.
No, that's what I'm saying. I do have kind of a prediction like that. I think...
Don't say it yet.
I think, but I don't have a name, but I'm like, I think a deceased, I think one of the big albums of the year is going to be from a deceased artist.
I mean, they've already died
or they will die in 2026.
I think they've already died and we're going to find something.
Interesting.
And it's going to come out and be small. It's going to be like, oh my God, this is prolific.
They tried to do that with the Beatles this year.
Yeah, and it didn't work. I'm saying next year it's going to work.
Because it's going to be bigger?
It's going to be somebody, like they'll find lost Tupac album or something. And it's going to be like...
If no one cared about the Beatles, I don't know. You say it.
Hey, it's my prediction.
Yep.
I just don't know
I'm
who
just
it
saying
is.
It's dumb.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what our other predictions were?
Yeah,
that we were
so
wrong
mine
on?
Was Taylor and Travis getting engaged.
Yeah, we already discussed that.
Slacker, I'm just recapping. Slacker was that there was going to be an AI Grammy winning song.
Which did not happen.
Don't remember.
I'm going to say this. Like, I watch a lot of songwriting things and like guys who are in songwriting groups. And Ryan Tedder... And what's the Shane McAnally and some of the big songwriters have admitted that they use Suno to kickstart their writing.
Okay, I think Charlie, your claiming is we can't prove it.
Correct.
No,
I don't think it's actually happened where a full AI song, there are AI songs that are making tons of money right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the guys who are writing hits right now are definitely using it. And eventually they'll just go, let's put that out.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So, I was wrong. It hasn't happened yet. Okay. What was happening?
I feel like it almost happened, but then they kind of shut it down too. Weren't
they
there
definitely?
Talks of like,
yeah.
There were some Grammys.
I do recall that.
Yeah. Okay.
There are just some incredible things where they take old, like, there's one that gets played all the time, the 50 Cent one, where it's a soul song. Like they're running And it's just this black guy singing 50 Cent lyrics with so much soul. You're just like, oh my God. Because if you're from that generation, which you are, mm-hmm. Hack, like, and you already know every word, now it's just being sung like it's in a Baptist church. And you're like, it just smacks you in the soul. It's awesome.
It does sound cool, but it has to do, I have AI predictions that kind of has to do with that.
Okay, what was his real quick?
His for 2025 was an AI TV show.
That was mine? Yeah. My prediction? Oh.
Huh. Okay.
And that didn't happen at all, right?
I don't think so. Okay. That I know. Yeah.
Okay, so we were wrong.
So keep Aaron that in mind when I make this year's prediction.
Okay.
Way wrong.
I've already made a little prediction. I've got a few. Who wants to go next? What's your prediction for 2026?
I would love to go first.
If it's a layup, I'm turning your mic off for the rest of the show. What?
What was yours?
Well, I said the deceased, album will come out and go big.
So last year I went obvious, layup, Taylor and Travis. I'm taking this one to be personal regarding the show.
Ooh.
Someone on the show is going to announce a pregnancy.
I better not.
I don't know.
Aaron, that's crazy. Unless T-Hack has something in mind.
Obviously, I think there's two that are more likely than the other two.
Are you putting me and you in
the unlikely? Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was like, or Aaron?
I will tell you.
Are you prepping us for a January announcement?
I am going to go buy bags of peas and I know what I'm doing. I'll do it at home. Wood burning kit.
I was like, bags of peas?
Yeah, you got to rust the peas on the rest in peas.
Okay, interesting.
That's my first one.
That's too soon for Erica.
It's way too soon.
That's not her timeline. But okay.
It ain't my timeline, but when does life go on
no,
your timeline?
You're right. Exactly. Okay. That's a bold prediction. Not a layup. Congrats on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Who's going next?
I have another pregnancy prediction.
I had a pregnancy prediction.
You have one too?
No, you go ahead.
I wonder if they're the same.
Okay, go ahead.
You can go.
No, you.
Is it Tay and Trav?
No. I think baby Blanco, baby Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
I think
got chills when you said that. Mm. That's weird.
Have you seen?
I think they're in love. She's get like that. She's older.
Yes.
It's time. They're gonna.
They're married now.
They're married. They're gonna bang it out.
Am I dumb? Am I falling for rage bait? My algorithm is showing me like this body language expert who's like he doesn't like her.
Yes, I've seen some of this on my algorithm too, and I'm like,
why are they showing me that?
Because
it's like he gets out of the car first, and mm-hmm. then keeps walking. Doesn't like wait, doesn't hold her hand, doesn't whatever. When they're walking into events, he's like five paces ahead of her. It's like, and like when she kisses him, he just barely moves his face over a little bit. It's not like, it seems like he doesn't like her.
Is he just an awkward, introverted guy though?
That's what I'm thinking.
So. Okay. My pregnancy announcement was Taylor and Travis, but furthermore, I think that she will like announce it on her birthday that she's pregnant. Or it will come out around her birthday.
I'll say
not
around.
That the baby will be born. That they will. It will be public knowledge.
I have a Taylor and Trav thing, too, that will get me in trouble. But okay. I'm gonna go big on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get real specific. Not only do they not get pregnant, they don't get married, and they announce on a random Tuesday. At like 11:17 in the morning, that their relationship is over, but they have nothing but love and respect for each other.
Ooh.
I hate that. Please don't let that be true.
That they've built this into such a big thing that they just have to drop it on a Tuesday
mm-hmm.
and go, nothing but love and respect.
Please respect our privacy yep. during this time.
You actually typically do it on a Friday evening.
That's and not Tay Tay. Tuesday, 11:17.
Okay.
Tuesday, 11:17 a.m. Not saying which time zone.
Okay.
Okay.
That's very bold.
Yeah.
Very bold, very specific. I have another one.
Okay.
My AI one based on the song. I think AI is done.
What?
You're done.
T-Hack, why are we so aligned?
I think people are turning on it, man.
My number one is AI will no longer be a threat to our jobs. Not just our jobs. Are greater.
That's crazy.
Job.
People you've do got not it like completely it. Wrong.
How many times you've opened some app and it's like introduce AI? You want to use the AI and you're like no. Right. And everyone's going no
until you say apps. Yes.
And the reason why the 50 Cent the Many Men song, the soulful one,
yeah.
The reason I think that song is so powerful the lyrics written by a human.
I agree with that more than you will ever understand.
Lived experience.
Yes.
And that's why it hits so hard.
Right.
And
I don't think that singer snap, like, it's so good.
Yeah. But I think.
But you're right. It has to have a human touch or it'll never be good.
Especially the younger generation. I think they're out on AI and it's also not good for the planet, which they don't like. It's not, it's all just silly and kind of dumb. And I think we're going to turn on it.
I love how aligned we are.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Let's.
I've got a last one for the show.
Okay.
I think we'll have 3 or more videos have over 1 million views next year.
Ooh. That just made the hair stand up on my arms.
That's right.
3 or more with over a million views.
3 or more with over 1 million views.
And one will be a pregnancy announcement. Yeah!
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's over!
It's over.
The Hanukkah race is over. The menorah race.
No, the
candle.
The candle standoff.
That's what it is.
Because they were all mad that it was not a race.
Yeah.
Backwards.
I don't know if I've ever felt more angry than I do right now.
if you were listening, it started quite a while ago, but Erica is teaching us some of the Jewish traditions, lighting candles on the menorah. Mm-hmm. And then we each picked a candle for the race. Hack assumed race meant which candle is going to go out the fastest.
Yep.
The candle he picked did go out the fastest.
Yes, which means I lost.
Yeah, it does. It does mean that.
Okay. And then whose went out next?
Mine went out next. Then yours, Slacker. Aaron's the winner.
We are the champions.
Which she was confused too.
I know.
Therefore, her pick, the worst.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. So try it at home.
Just be careful.
Okay. So we're doing our 2026 predictions and we thought we got them all out. And then we got done and we're like, there's more.
There's more.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everyone to think of a, like, not personal for yourself, but for someone else or the show collective.
Okay.
Because I have a weird...
What?
No, I have one about me, but okay. It's not from me. Like, So before...
The universe spoke to you, or...
Yes. No. Okay, a couple things. One, we've said to each other last night, tomorrow on the show, we're going to do our 2026 predictions. Yes. Mm-hmm. My presumption was Erica would forget until about 14 seconds before we went on the air.
Correct.
T-Hack already had a papyrus scroll of them. I wouldn't be able to think of any.
Nostradam hack.
Yeah. Oh. We got to make that
okay,
stick.
All right.
Although
I got my last year, I was wrong. Aaron's the only one who was right.
I assumed Aaron would use ChatGPT and they'd just be wild, which she probably did use ChatGPT.
I don't think she did.
What was your prediction again? It's about...
Well, the one about the show, someone's going to announce
a pregnancy.
Which is really bold.
Yeah.
And then Beyonce's going to release a rock album.
Wait, you didn't say that before. Beyonce's going to release a rock album?
Yeah.
You think she's going to complete the trifecta?
Yep.
Of all the genres? But doesn't she have to do jazz? You like
she's
jazz?
She's going to do jazz.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Be so for real, slacker.
Okay, sorry. Well, I have one more stupid one.
Okay.
Tom Brady comes out of retirement.
Because he watched Philip Rivers do it?
And the worst part is... Denver Bronco fans who are like, ugh, he plays for us.
Interesting.
For the Broncos.
So like, Bo gets hurt, something happens. That's why Rivers came out of retirement.
Right.
And it's like, I'm not wishing anything on Bo, but like, he gets hurt. We're screwed. And then Brady goes, put me in, coach.
Wow.
And he wins a Super Bowl for the Broncos.
But it's like so random. Like, does he have connections to the Broncos?
Doesn't matter.
Because Philip Rivers doing the Colts is also so random.
Okay. He's like, I'm gonna prove I can go to yet another team.
Okay. I can see it because he's doing the commentating and stuff. Like, everything's just gone so well for him afterwards that he's feeling great. And I think he's like, he's gonna come back.
He's gonna come back.
Okay.
I thought you had one for yourself.
I do. But it's from other people. So this is what I was going to say is I didn't think I could think of any. So I asked people, do you have any predictions for 2026? And then everybody very kind was like, you're one person. Everyone said I was going to be in love.
I believe that too.
One person said I would be engaged, which I'm like, whoa.
That's kind of your MO.
But then when I asked qualifying. What?
That's kind of what you do.
I just marry him. When I asked qualifying questions, 3 out of 3 people said the same thing. It's going to be a doctor. Oh. And I was like, what?
I mean, I love that for you.
I don't.
Why?
I don't know. They better not be like a psychologist. Like, you don't want somebody tinkering around in here.
Well, it might be good. It might be good for the show. She could come on, explain what's going on.
Yeah.
No, but isn't it weird?
We could send you in the other room and really get the inside.
What's interesting is, like, I have recently been looking at getting a real therapist, not just ChatGPT. So what if I set you up?
What if Aaron's there and she's like, this is crazy, doc. I have the perfect person for you.
But is that weird?
That is
Can you see me with a doctor? Can you see a doctor tolerating me?
I do, because I see you with like a very successful woman.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And
age appropriate.
Yeah, and who's definitely...
Well.
But definitely someone who's confident in themselves, like who's not gonna cower in your shadow.
She could be a doctor. She could be a veterinary doctor.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be...
Sure.
She doesn't have to be a surgeon.
I mean this with the utmost respect.
Oh boy.
To be a doctor, you have to be kind of crazy.
Oh.
Because it is so much that you are going through.
Okay.
That, like, could be good for you. Mm-hmm. They have a high threshold.
For whatever this is.
Yes. Right.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Then we're all doctors.
Okay. All right.
That's
so
true.
That's
does
good.
Anybody else have any internal show?
I think I have one.
Okay.
It's vague. Maybe I can make it more. Maybe we can collectively make it more like concrete. But I see an award for the show, for someone on the show. I'm leaning Slacker because you've been here so long. You've been a pillar in the Denver.
There's more awards for that.
Yeah,
right.
And all. But
other
also,
than just like
Does that make sense? The internal awards.
No, I'm saying there's some sort of broadcasting
like a Marconi.
Yeah, like you've been under the radar for so long that they're gonna go, oh my, 30 years.
Right, what are we doing?
Exactly.
Like, we gotta get this guy, and there's something that's gonna you're gonna be awarded.
Or it could just be the show too. It could be something.
Or that. Yeah, I like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Once again, T-Hack and I are on weirdly similar wavelengths.
What do you have?
But this was about your family. I think one of your kids is going to get some sort of an award at school.
Okay, layup. There's our layup of the year.
Why?
Because this happens every day. I've never gotten an award at school. Oh my God, you're so pretty. Let's make her an award. Okay. That's really your thing? Okay.
I really think that either Leo or Hazel is going to get some great accomplishment. Does Hazel even go to school?
She will.
Okay, see?
Next year.
So are we writing all these down?
Yes.
Do we hide these from the public?
Oh no, what if we don't get an award next year? How embarrassing.
But this is my question. Do we hide them? Do we post our predictions? Or do we hide them and then just do a status update 6 months from now?
I think we do the status update in 6 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then again in 12.
If you have more predictions to add, or you happen to be a doctor, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I think I need help. And I'm wondering if anyone else has been in a situation like this where...
This is real.
Yeah. I bought a new product recently that has kind of overtaken my life a little bit.
It's hair gel, isn't it?
I was thinking that.
It's hair gel. You're putting something in your hair.
Not anything different, no.
I don't know. It's a little something else.
It's a curl refresher, Slacker. It's not a gel.
Is it really?
That's what it's like, a foam. That's what it says on the thing.
It's like a mousse.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Can you describe the girl on the box?
What?
Just poking him. It's just a little fun.
You're just mad because you don't have hair.
I got plenty of hair. Don't make me take my shirt off.
We don't want that.
Okay.
No, it's not hair gel.
Okay.
It's something else. It has to do specifically with our Christmas decorations.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of nutcrackers. I'm a nutcracker guy. Have weirdly a lot of them, a lot of big collection. And we kind of put them everywhere. And I found this stuff on the internet. It was suggested to me on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
It's called a museum wax. Has anyone heard of this?
Is it the sticky stuff?
Yeah.
What
museum wax for what?
So it's this little, it's like wax that...
You don't say.
Yeah. That they use...
If he mansplains any
that
harder...
That they use at museums.
Okay.
To stick on a statue or something, it's just a little bit of stick. So when you place it on clear. A ledge, you put it on the bottom. Yeah, it's clear and it just... Just gives
so
it
like
a little
booger that's on a credit card.
Yes.
It gets it to stay
but
on
way
the thing.
Stronger.
Yeah.
So that your nutcrackers can't fall.
Uh huh. Exactly.
Okay. It can't be strong enough to hold a nutcracker.
It, well, I mean,
way strong enough for that.
Yeah.
No way. I mean, could it hold, I remember my children being impaled because we bought these really cool steel deer.
What?
Okay.
Steel deer. Things that you put on your fireplace mantle that have a hook on the front and you put
your stocking.
You hang your stocking on
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And then the kids walk up and pull on their stocking.
No.
And then it turns over down. And then it's just antler for the face.
Right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hold that.
It would.
I think it would, yeah.
No, I think it would.
Because it would withhold a pole?
It would pole? For sure because there's a certain...
Yeah, what do you mean by a pole?
Pulling the stocking?
Oh,
a are pole. Any of us okay said, today?
Yeah. Pole. I thought you said pole, too.
P-O-L-E.
Of course that's what you thought. But
that's what everybody in the room thought.
You just said
pole.
You guys, they're pronounced the same.
No, they're not. Pole, pole. They're different.
Pole and pull.
Yeah.
Now you're saying it the same twice, but you're saying pole both times.
Pole.
Pole is the what you're doing. You're pulling something. A pole...
Here's one more quick tangent, okay? People get out of work at different times, right? They don't always hear the song and then hear us start talking. So if they just got in their car right now, they're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Pull, pull, paw, pull.
I heard the difference. I've never in my life pronounced those differently, and maybe that's
you said
pull.
Really?
I say you said Paul, the same.
Two people in the room. What are you going to do when two people in the room say you said it?
I'm not debating you. I'm telling you I'm stupid.
Oh, so you're saying you said Paul.
I'm saying that I say those two words the same way.
Okay, what do you say?
Jack, what about your
what, you, what do you call the thing like right here? Like here's a window. What do you call the little ledge thing?
The sill?
Oh, okay, good. Cool.
As opposed to what?
I had a an ex-wife. She called it
a seal?
Yep.
A window seal?
I put it over on the window seal and I'm like, say it again. And she's like, pull. I'm like, no.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
because the museum wax, when you push it in.
He
and
just brought it back.
It gets stuck and it requires a bit of a twist.
What?
To like
it's not permanent. It's just strong and helps secure things temporarily. Mm-hmm.
But then does it mar your paint or something?
It hasn't yet. And I'm just wondering, have anyone else had anything like a product that you've bought and now you've just like, I can't stop sticking stuff to it because it works so well. And now anything that's on a shelf, I'm like, you know, that could be more secure. We should probably stick that there.
You're being such a dad.
It's so fun though.
Or it's, you get
the little bit and you kind of make a ball and you stick it on and it's just firm and
I need to tangent the show,
you know?
One more time. I'm going to tangent the show one last time.
That's what you do.
Do you have a brother label maker?
My wife has I haven't gotten it. I don't know if it's brother
it
or not.
It is the exact same concept.
That you
Once you start sticking stuff to shelves and once you go, well, the writing on my breaker box is just like a marker and I can make a label that says bathroom. You know, like you print it, you stick it on there and then you just start, oh, this drawer has AA batteries and you write AA. Like, and you start labeling things.
Yes.
You're like sticking and labeling and labeling and sticking. I understand the obsession that you have right now.
Okay.
I am on your side.
Hey, Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
This is why men need community. Yeah. I'm super concerned.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I did something with my daughter today, this morning actually, that I didn't realize I think would be such like a canon event for a young girl. And I want to ask, I think you two are a little,
she's already worn the jelly shoes.
She's worn the jelly shoes, yeah. That was a big deal.
That's a big Taylor event. Swift before?
She's heard her, I guess.
You know,
I don't know if
it's
I would
forbidden.
Say that that's a canon event. She's...
Oh my God. Wow. Do not adjust that dial. That was a death look that you could hear clearly through a radio. Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Continue.
Okay.
No, it wasn't that.
Will you let her, do you think?
Listen to Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I just tried to steer my daughter away from One Direction, and then my wife got her claws into her, and now she's.
Why would you try to steer her away?
I don't know. Just One Direction. So, I mean, I have to admit, their songs are so damn catchy.
Yeah,
but like, my wife was just my ex-wife. Now was so obsessed with them that I was just like, please, I can't have two in the house.
And to be fair, that was a.
Oh, do you not want your child to bond with their mother?
Oh. I didn't really at the time.
Yeah. Not about that anyway.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Okay. I want to know, maybe your daughter went through this. So I'm sitting there working and I put on a movie for her and we're watching the movie. She's never seen it before. And it gets to a part in the movie when all of a sudden the main character of this movie says, "Let it go."
No.
She dialed in.
She was front of the front on the edge of her seat, glued. Yeah. Aww. And I kind of looked like, oh, this is like something's happening right now.
Dude, that movie is so, it was like, so, I don't know if it was the first, but that's when Disney was finally like.
Had a comeback.
Well, but had a comeback very deliberately. I don't want to get all political, like whatever, but like. If you go back and watch any Disney movie ever, you've got a weak woman who needs to be saved by a prince.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is the plot of every Disney movie in the history of mankind, including Frozen, you think.
Yes.
Because she's waiting for true love's kiss. Again, just like They say the kiss will break the spell or whatever.
Oh, I haven't seen it in 10 years.
Yeah, and you're thinking, and then Humperdinck or whatever his name is. Everybody tries, and then like
Humperdinck.
I don't know. What's
nailed it?
That's Olaf. Right.
No, there's the other guy.
It's the other dude. Yeah. Okay. What's Flynn Rider's?
Eugene
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzherbert.
It's Herbert. Yeah.
Uncultured swine.
I'm sorry.
What's happening?
No, but I'm just saying. Like in all the movies, but it turns out to be your sister is the true love's kiss in that. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, there we go. Yeah. Let's go. What a great movie for Hazel to like.
Yeah, it was great. But she definitely was glued. So it came out in 2013.
Hans. You're talking about Hans.
Yeah, yeah. So we were proud. I don't know if it was as canon for you guys, but is that a canon? Is that like a little girl's, you got to watch Frozen and it's that song? I mean, now it's been stuck in my head. So part of me is I just want it stuck in your head too because I've been singing it all morning.
I think your kid, they're going to pick one. Like little girls, Mia liked that, but she locked in on Little Mermaid.
Interesting.
Like Ariel was her thing.
What year was your daughter born? In
2010.
Okay, so she was 3 when Frozen came out?
Yeah, but she was already locked on Ariel.
That's wild. Okay. I know, that makes me...
I mean, she locked in on Blue first. The chick, is that the bird from Rio? She loved Rio. All the birds of a feather.
You bring up Rio more than anyone I've ever met.
It's such a great movie. If you have kids, you're going to watch that movie 10 billion times in a row. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's so good. It's just good. Jesse Eisenberg's great in it.
Mm-hmm. But I'm a little like, I don't know. I didn't prepare her. I wasn't prepared. My wife was like downstairs working. Like, should I have brought her up? Is this like did I just jump the gun on this? And I did this like her first thing. And now I'm just like barely paying attention.
You can't feel bad, but yes, definitely screwed. Okay.
Your wife probably should have been there, right?
Yes. Because that's something you'll never get back.
Yeah.
But it's taking the first steps and things like that.
Okay. Yeah. Has your son seen the movie?
No, I don't think he has.
He will not like it.
He might.
No,
he's got a sister.
Dude, but he's past it. He's already into Murder, Death, Kill. He wants Transformers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He wants guys beating up other guys.
Yes.
He's past anything positive.
Except for the part in the Peter Pan movie where he goes to the cove and all the mermaids are there.
Ooh, Leo, he was ahead of his time.
Interested in that part. So he was locked in.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I've got a story about a pair of deer who I might not actually hate.
Oh.
I've got a story about a man who raised a bunch of money for Parkinson's, but now he's serving time.
Oh no.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
It's not actually about Michael J. Fox at all. Well, it kind of is.
Okay.
An Illinois man.
Chicago.
Yeah.
We gotta go to class.
Trying to think of how the Blues Brothers talked. We're wearing sunglasses and it's night.
The Bears.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. His name is Michael J. Fox.
Shut.
What?
But not the Back to the Future one, not the one who has raised an insane amount of money for Parkinson's.
Wow.
This one.
You jump ship, Marty.
Yeah. Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. Anyways, this one, not as great. He decided to drink and drive and go on a high-speed chase because he wanted to go back to the future.
Oh, he's trying to get to 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Hold on. I need a moment.
Okay.
Erica, have you not seen the Back to the Future? You're not chiming in on the quotes.
Your eyes
You're
are
not
glossy.
Saying anything about 88 miles an hour.
I believe I've seen it.
Oh, my!
But please don't tell my father. It's been 20 years.
All right. All right.
The high-speed chase ended after he ran a red light and slammed into another vehicle.
Nice.
Yep. So unfortunately, not unfortunately, I guess fortunately, he was taken into custody.
Yay!
And he's going to have to serve some time.
Great Scott!
They just allow him to go with the J in the middle? I think you have to be Michael Fox. Like, you can't be Michael J.
I don't think Michael J. Fox, if we really want to get down in the weeds, I don't think that's his name. I think his name is something like Michael Douglas. He has like a name, and it's like, oh man, you can't be that. There's already one. And so he's Michael J. Fox. He was something
Michael
else.
Michael Andrew Fox.
Yeah, so maybe there was a Michael A. Fox or something. He changed it for, I knew he changed some
Michael
part.
Michael Fox was already a SAG member.
There you go.
But.
Okay.
Forcing this Canadian arrival to add a middle initial to his moniker, but it's not his middle initial.
Well, we learned something today.
Yeah,
on Stupid Story.
We shouldn't do, this is supposed to be stupid.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
My story's out of Los Angeles.
Oh, you're going to take the one. It's about 4 or 5, and then you're just going to go up against the coast.
Something Erica does know about.
Ask me more.
There was a freeway over there, you know, the freeway in L.A.
Yeah.
And when a couple of reindeer got loose.
Oh, no.
The pair named Cookie and Noel.
Oh, they're not the famous ones.
No, they're the backups.
Yeah, Team B.
They got out and they all slowed down the already slow L.A. traffic, it says, and until animal service had to come pick them up. They were taken to the animal center for a checkup.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. The reindeer.
They're the B team.
They're the only deer that I accept because I'm not going to hit them with my car. Yeah, they fly.
You're a hypocrite.
Well, the good thing is in L.A., you couldn't hit them with your car because you're going that slow.
Zero miles an hour. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They presumably got a carrot or two at the hospital.
Oh.
They're finally home. They're getting ready for their busiest night of the year.
Okay. That's so cute.
Those are all the stupid people we could find.
No.
For today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee.
It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.